You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Friday, July 23rd, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me next week, next Friday, to get in on the action. Spotify Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Today was Prospect Friday, and did not expect what happened last night to happen last night. Expected it to happen. We talked about it a couple days ago when I gave my trade odds that Nelson Cruz was 100% gone via trade. And it happened last night. Nelson Cruz is traded to the Tampa Bay Rays for Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman. We're going to talk about both those guys today. Talk about Nelly and this fit with Tampa Bay. I thought there was a really good chance he was going to Oakland. I thought that was a clear fit. I still think that was a clear fit. And the Athletics, I think, are going to be kicking themselves that they didn't pull the trigger on this. But the Twins do it 8 days before the deadline, reportedly because this was the best offer and they thought that this was really good value and the Rays were aggressive. There are some ties here. You know, Kevin Cash and Rocco Baldelli are very close. Rocco is in the Tampa Bay organization. Of course, Rocco and Nelly are close. There are ties here. It makes all the sense in the world. The Rays are still in the hunt in the American League East to try to chase down the Red Sox. They need another thumper in their lineup. They have Austin Meadows. They have Brandon Lau, Wander Franco. And now they have Nelson Cruz in the heart of their order and has made them even better up there at the top. It's a great pickup for Tampa Bay. And the Twins did very well here. I don't think there's any question the Twins did very well here. There was an expectation from me and from a lot of people, I think, that there wouldn't be a great return for Nelson Cruz just because there's not a, you know, the market is not as robust as it might be for someone who's as good as he is because he's limited to the American League and to American League contenders. But it sounds like, I mean, the demand for him was high. The Padres were checking in, thinking about putting him at first base. A lot of American League teams checking in on him because he is that good and he also has that leadership quality. And it's a good, I mean, it's a good value for a team to get him for half a season. Then he's a free agent. You get him for these last 2 months in a playoff push. He's been there. He's done that. And he's just, you know, the best guy you can have on your club in Nelson Cruz. And that's where I want to start today. It sucks. You know, at first you hear this, it sucks. Nelly's crying last night. He said he's in tears. He's leaving his family. Like, It's really hard because he has meant so much to the organization and to the team and to the city. Like, he became the guy for the Twins as soon as he came in 2019, just became such a magnetic force for the team and for fans. And he became a fan favorite immediately and has been for 3 years. And it's really hard to see him traded, you know, this way. It's different if he leaves in free agency this offseason. That would suck and it hurts. But to see him traded midseason when there were such high hopes for this year that the Twins would give Nelly one more chance to win in the playoffs, and it sucks that it's not going to happen. And I've talked before her. I think there's very little chance that he's coming back in free agency this year. The Twins have a lot more holes that they need to fill. DH is not really one of them. They have a lot of bats that can rotate in and out of that DH spot. I think because they've had so many injuries, they're going to want to rotate out of the DH spot and get guys off their feet, guys like Kepler, guys like Donaldson, like Arise, like Buxton. Rotating in and out of that DH spot, I think, is going to be something the Twins do next year. They're going to do it next year. I think I'm very confident in saying that they're not going to sign a designated hitter. They might sign a right-handed bat who can DH, you know, if it's their shortstop that they sign or whatever, but I don't think they're going to sign a specific designated hitter. So I don't think Nelson Cruz is coming back. That and because, you know, Nelly's going to be 42 and he doesn't want to take the risk of what happened this year again, you know, with the Twins. And I know he loves the Twins. The Twins love him. And he said he wants to come back, but I just don't see it happening. Last year, it made a lot of sense. You know, it made a lot of sense because the Twins had Maeda and Barrios and Pineda on the rotation. They made some other fringe rotation signings in Shoemaker and Happ that we thought would work out better. The bullpen was pretty set and they had the money and they had the luxury to re-sign Nelson Cruz. So it made a lot of sense in that regard. But this offseason, I just don't think it will. And that's sad and it sucks that we've seen Nelson Cruz for the final time in a Twins uniform. But again, I thought the Twins did very well here. I think the consensus is that they did very well here in this trade. That doesn't take away the emotional aspect of it, that you're losing a fan favorite, you're losing your best hitter, you're losing a clubhouse leader. You look at the pictures yesterday of him hugging everyone in the clubhouse. It's like, it sucks. Like, all good things do come to an end, but this one is tough, you know, for Twins fans who have been rejuvenated over the last couple of years to to watching a winning club, and he's just a winning ball player, Nelson Cruz. So it sucks to see him go. But the Twins get number six. Now their number six prospect, Joe Ryan, a right-hander, and now their number 13 prospect, Drew Strotman. So it's pretty cool to see just the Twins just added their number six and 13th best prospects. You know, yesterday is pretty cool, adding some depth and some upside to that pipeline. And that's the point here. I mean, I think they're going to do well trading Nelson Cruz, Andrelton Simmons, Hanso Robles. I think they're gonna beef up their farm system. And this is the biggest return they'll get on those rental guys. But they did really well for Nelly, you know, and maybe they'll do well with Hanso Robles. Maybe they'll do better than expected for Andrelton Simmons. I mean, you never know who they could get back and how desperate teams are at this deadline. So I think they're gonna end up coming out nicely after this deadline, and especially like if they decide that they want to trade Berríos or they want to trade Rodgers or Buxton. I think this deal shows us more and more that that's probably not going to happen, that they're probably not going to trade those guys because these are high minors pitching prospects. This isn't some 19-year-old left-hander in low A with huge upside who's going to be ready in 5 years. These are two guys that could be ready in September of this year. You know, so I don't think that signals that the Twins are going for this rebuild. I think it signals that they're going for, yes, that reload to look toward next year and just try to get all hands on deck and see what they have and add talent to the organization by trading Nelson Cruz. But tough day, good return. Let's talk about these two when we get back. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar has 12 original flavors, but they've added 6 new flavors as well. And these improved Built Bars are even deliciouser. Plus, Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, full of protein, full of fiber, and great for a keto diet. And the peanut butter bar, only 5 grams of net carbs for a type 1 diabetic like me, that is huge. Plus, right now, Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch, so listen closely. You get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, you also get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. My favorite flavors include the coconut almond, the peanut butter, the banana bread. Use promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. So now adding their number 6 prospect, slots right in there with Matt Cantorino, Josh Winder among Twins pitching prospects, which is great. I love Cantorino and I love Josh Winder. So it's awesome that Joe Ryan has seen that way. I think he was Tampa Bay's 10th best prospect, 25-year-old right-hander, 7th round pick in 2018, 6'2", 205 pounds. 2019, just dominant in the minors, led the minors, 185 strikeouts or something like that, but 123 and 2/3 innings pitched, ERA below 2, 38% strikeout rate, and a walk rate of just 5.6%. That was at 3 levels, low A, high A, and double A. Spent a lot of his time at high A. Comes back after the pandemic canceled 2020 season in 2021 thus far, 57 innings pitched at triple A, 3.63 ERA. Strikeout rate still 35%, walk rate very low, 4.65%. His grades via MLB pipeline, 60 fastball. It's just 92 to 96. It's low to mid 90s, but huge ride on it. Like high spin fastball plays up. Hitters can't hit it in the minors for some reason. Deceptive fastball. And much like Bailey Ober, like we've seen, deceptive. It plays up more than the velocity actually is. He's got a high 80 slider that's graded at 55. Remember, this is a 20 to 80 scale. Curveball 45, changeup 45, control 55. So a nice little like 50 prospect there, grade. Good fastball, good slider, developing changeup. Could still stick as a starter, but you could see him with the fastball and the slider. If he moved to the bullpen, probably would throw 95, 96 more often with the fastball. And then that high 80 slider, he'd probably be great in the bullpen. But I think the Twins are going to try to keep him as a starter, because he's had really nice numbers in the minors as a starter. Again, dominated in 2019. Borderline top 100 prospect. Just to get Joe Ryan out of this would be nice for the Twins, considering what the expectation was in this deal for Nelson Cruz. But they also get now their number 13th prospect in Drew Strotman, 24-year-old right-hander, 4th round pick in 2017, 6'3", 195 pounds. 2019, 2 levels, 24 innings pitched. He was working his way back from Tommy John surgery. Struggled, 450 ERA. Strikeout rate, only 21.6%. Walk rate, too high. Comes back this year in 2021. He's been good. 339 ERA at AAA in Durham. 24.7% strikeout rate. 13% walk rate is too high. Strotman is intriguing to me because he has three above average offerings and a developing curve and change. So he could potentially have five pitches that he uses. Above average fastball velocity, you know, mid-90s. Cutter, 55 graded cutter that he's added that I guess is nasty. 55 grade slider. So there you go. I mean, you got fastball, cutter, slider at 55 grades and up. That's a good place to start. 45 curve, 40 change. They have his control at 60 despite all the walk, you know, the high walk rate, because in college, I mean, he was a strike thrower and he had surgery at Tommy John. So he's been working his way back from that, working his, trying to get his command back from that. But like I said, you already have three above average offerings here. You can throw that cutter to lefties and break some bats to lefties. And I think it's a really nice baseline for Drew Strotman. Again, both these guys could probably today be good relievers or, you know, be impact relievers for the Twins, but sounds like they're going to keep them both as starters and see what they can give them at the end of this year and in 2022. But again, I think this is a really nice haul for the Twins here to get two right-handed pitching prospects at AAA. It's unexpected. It's really unexpected. I didn't think that they would get a nice package like this. I mean, to add a top six prospect in your system and another top 15 prospect in your system, is that's a great haul for Nelson Cruz. And I'm not saying Nelly's not worth that, but just given the availability and given the restrictions of his defense and of the teams that could potentially be in the mix for him, I think it's a great return. I like Joe Ryan. I like Drew Strotman. I think Strotman's maybe more intriguing to me just because he has the stuff. He has the above average stuff. And I think Ryan does too, but his is more of deception, you know, that deceptive fastball as we see with Bailey Ober. But the above average stuff for Strotman, if he can figure out the command a little bit more and develop that changeup, he could potentially be a 4 or 5 pitch starting pitcher, which is fun to dream on. But we'll see. I mean, I think it'll be interesting, the packages. I mean, I saw Cooper, my buddy, tweeted this morning. He's like, the Nelson Cruz trade high, has died down. Ready for another package. Like, let's see what else they can get here, because I think with all these one-year deal guys, you're going to get something for Hansel Robles. You're going to get something for Michael Pineda, certainly. And I think you're going to get something for Andrelton Simmons. So I think they're going to do okay here if they don't trade Jose Berrios and Byron Buxton or Taylor Rogers. And I think, I do think this trade does show that they aren't going to jump into this rebuild, because if they were going to jump into this rebuild, why not just load the system with 20-year-olds, 20-year-old pitching prospects, 20-year-old, you know, outfield prospects, whatever. Why not do that if you're going for a rebuild? Instead, they went for the high minors starting pitching, guys who they probably feel are really, really close. I mean, you could see Joe Ryan pitch for the Twins again this September. You could see Drew Strotman this September and get a look at him in spring training and see if they can break camp with the Twins. So, like this return, sad for Nelson Cruz, but happy for him. I mean, for him to go to Tampa Bay, he's going to have a chance to win the division. He's going to have a chance to win the World Series. They went to the World Series last year. They won the pennant, and he's going to a truly great organization. I'll be cheering for the Rays. Was already cheering for the Rays, but now even more so that Nelly's in the heart of their lineup. Let's talk about the fallout of this, like what it could mean for the Twins, what it could mean for the Twins clubhouse, and who needs to step forward as leaders now that Nelson Cruz has left after the break. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline's your online sportsbook experts. With Major League Baseball, there's action every single day. Use that promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 50% off on your first deposit, or 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Thank you, BetOnline, for sponsoring Locked On and for sponsoring Locked On Twins. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert, the fastest and easiest way. Use promo code Locked On. So really nice return again. Really, really like it. Doesn't take away that burn of losing him. But I think now an important aspect, like you see the pictures of him hugging people in the clubhouse and hugging his teammates in his tweet, saying thank you to Minnesota and thank you to his teammates. They're going to need leaders to step up, and it's going to be really hard to build that clubhouse chemistry and that clubhouse leadership. If you trade Jose Berrios and you trade Taylor Rogers or you trade Josh Donaldson, like, they need Donaldson to step up in a big way and be that. That's what he was supposed to be for them, and he needs to fill that role now. He needs to be the leader And he has a very different style. So it'll be interesting because Nelson Cruz's style is very laid back, much like Rocco Baldelli. They fit. That's part of why they fit so well. His mantra is so cool, calm, and collected. And Rocco's the same way. So they fit in really nicely together. When your team leader and your manager are on the same page, that helps a lot. And we saw that really gel in 2019 and again in 2020. And this year is just terrible pitching. I mean, this year couldn't really gel, but now he was as good as he's ever been. So when you have a guy like Donaldson who's so much different in that regard, where he's more like highly strong and intense, it'll be interesting to see if the team mantra and the team feeling kind of shifts in that direction, because you had these clashing heads in Cruz and Donaldson, or clashing, I don't want to say clashing heads, but clashing, like, I don't know, mantras. It's clashing mantras, and it's the same with Rocco Baldelli. And that's when we talked about Alex Kirilloff coming up and fitting right in with the Twins, because he has that too, as does Trevor Larnach, like very laid back, cool, calm, and collected. And I think people got frustrated, and I got frustrated this year, not seeing some of that fire from the Twins when they were losing games, when they're going through these terrible stretches, not seeing that same fire that you'd want to see at those points of the season. I think there's downsides to it. I also think there's upsides to it. Like, it, when you have a cool, calm approach, as the Twins have had, it makes it easier for you to slow down the heart rate during huge spots or in big games, and just treat it like it's any other game, honestly, even though it's not. I think that helped the Twins the last couple of years. They couldn't win in the playoffs, so it didn't help them there. But I do think that there are pros and cons to every single approach that you take as a manager and every single kind of attitude that you have as a team. And for the Twins with Nelson Cruz, it was definitely that cool, calm, and collected attitude. And I think it'll be interesting to see if that shifts. I don't think Baldelli's going to shift. You could see him shift, but not just for the rest of this year, but looking into next year and the year after. If they do keep Donaldson, if they do keep Barrios, if they do keep Rogers, who emerges as kind of the leader of the team? And I'm really hoping it is Donaldson, because in a way he owes it to them. I mean, they signed him to do that, and he's been a leader in his career. And now he's the veteran. He's the guy who's been there, done that, and he's got to fill that void with Nelson Cruz leaving. And I think it's important for JD to do that and be a leader on the field and off the field. It's a lot easier to be a leader and to be followed and be respected when you go out and hit 350 like Nelson Cruz, or 303 with 1,000 OPS or whatever he's had the last 3 years. Just dominant. I mean, he's just amazing. Go to twinsdaily.com. We broke down the trade. We broke down what to like, what not to like. I said thank you to Nelly. I think for me, like, I used to go to Target Field and sit in the left field bleachers when the Twins played the Rangers just to go see Nelson Cruz. Like, I just wanted to see him play. And when he signed with the Twins, it was so special for him to come here, because he was one of my favorite players when I was growing up. Nelson Cruz, Jose Bautista, Curtis Granderson. And I used to go just to see Nelly. Like, I had him on my fantasy teams. I was a huge fan. And these last 3 years, like, I'm so grateful that he was here and that he, you know, did what he did on the field, off the field, and for the community. Like, he's... you couldn't have asked for better from him. Like, he had so much excess value here in so many ways. And I know what Jack Morris did. I still think Nelson Cruz is the best signing, best free agent signing in Twins history. You take on the on-field. I mean, if you just saw the on-field, yeah, I mean, he's already up there. But then you add in the intangible, the leadership, the fan favoritism, all those things mixed in together. And it really does make him the best they've ever signed in free agency. And you got to give credit to both sides for that. It ended up being just a perfect fit. And it's one of those things, like, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. And we're going to miss Nelson Cruz. And I'm sure Nelson Cruz is going to miss the Twins, but we will, they'll move forward. And it's a transition period for this organization and for this team without him. And it's going to be different. You know, it's going to be different moving forward for sure. The team already has a different feel. It was like a sad feel last night. Twins lose 3-2 last night, by the way, to the Angels in the series opener. Jack Mayfield hits a 3-run homer. I think it was his first of his career. Just unbelievable. Off Kenta Maeda, and that was the game. Twins offense didn't show up. It would have been nice for them on the day Nelson Cruz was traded to like, in his honor, go up and score like 10 or 12 runs on Andrew Heaney, who's been terrible this year. But the 2021 Twins are the 2021 Twins, and that's what you're going to get. Best of luck to Nelly. Honestly, I'll be cheering for the Rays. I'll be watching him and hoping the best for him. It sucks. But again, I think these are two guys the Twins got who can make an impact immediately and hopefully are part of this reload and part of this turnaround after such a disappointing year. And add into that the trade of Nelson Cruz. It just it makes it sting that much more. But hopefully they've built for their future, and I hope Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman are guys that we're talking about next year and a lot, you know, in the future as key pieces for the Twins. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day. Go Twins. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins. Sorry, Prospect Friday gets pushed back. We'll talk about Jose Miranda, Josh Winder, Jordan Balzavec, all those guys next week. Chris Valamont had a great start. We'll talk about him next week, but had to cover this trade today and everything that comes with it. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day. We'll be back next week. Go Twins.